teaching a parakeet
sex instruction
is fun, but the old method took too much time and patience. This record is specially designed to teach any healthy, normal parakeet
sex instruction
by using a scientific new method that is acknowledged to be far superior. Because a carefully trained voice, specially chosen for excellence in clarity and diction,
"Hello, baby,"
repeats over and over the same words, the same phrase, in a manner that most parakeets are most likely to imitate. Always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
In this first recording, a little parakeet has just discovered that the neighbor's dog has given birth to a litter of puppies. Out of this natural situation arises the first question usual in all sex instruction.
"Hello, baby, want a kiss? Hello, baby, want a kiss?"
"Hey, come on, mister. Deliver these quick."
Action.
Whoa. Now that's big.
12 inches. That is regulation, baby.
Cut! Who is this idiot? You! You! Why are you in my space? Why?
What is all this crap? Aliens, hey, baby, fishing poles! Who's ever seen a shark that big? All this stuff's gotta go. Why'd you get in this business, you prick? Huh?
Welcome to Cooking with Brack. You know, everybody at one time or another has enjoyed that wonderful Oriental delight, the poo-poo platter. Well, today I'm going to go one step better and prepare Brack's special poo-poo-poo platter. You notice there's an extra poo there. It's the extra poo that makes all the difference. I could have taken the easy road and did a poo platter, but who wants a platter with just one poo? I found that even the conventional two-poo platter leaves one a little bit, how should I say it, unfulfilled. I trust you'll find that's not the case when you experience the thrill of an extra poo.
Brack,
what?
There's no time left for your poo-poo platter.
You mean my poo-poo-poo platter.
Whatever. Put your poo in the refrigerator and we'll try to work it into another show.
Somebody's gonna steal my poo, I just know it. What if I make a sign that says, "This is Brack poo, don't touch it."
That should do it.
Should have stayed at home today.
That's 21893746.
Wow. She's made
for the reactor.
So it's so easy to step into it and just take these imaginary words for him.
Even though Bob started out not joke-telling.
Bob is a regular guy. He just happens to be a genius at being a regular guy.
Everybody's had a salesman come to the door that's sort of like Bob. Everybody's been to a dentist or a shrink who has a piece of Bob.
There's a lot more to Bob. And then in the time when we'll look at the body, we'll have more clues.
The oversimplistic musicians, Italian singers, and comic Jews. And here comes this very waspy guy doing the opposite of everyone else, and all of a sudden just owning a piece of geography that was never even there before.
It was kind of a new approach that time. There weren't many quiet people. You actually had to yell. They got used to doing that.
World War II still was filled with one-liners. Like, one joke, don't go anyplace.
It started changing a little bit where it was more, the style was definitely different.
It stood to reason would be street smarter, more intellectual, better educated. If you can equate change, it was a rub because it was a changing of the gut tougher and it just got tougher.
Packaged it differently than the others.
Pussy! That's why. What is this? This is my art. Security! Look, you pompous asshole. I own you now. I own all of this. We're gonna turn this place around. I'm gonna make you rich.
You're Tommy Vicetti, but I thought that you were.
That's right. We're gonna be making some changes around here and start making some real money.
Actually, have you ever thought about,
First, we're gonna need some good-looking bros.
Yeah, girls are fine, but you, wow.
12 sacks of balls lined up. Clean-shaven balls. Let's say that. 12 shaven sets of balls.
How about, let's say this. Now I'm going to really get into a weird area. Let's take the sanctity of a holiday, like Christmas.
Okay.
And let's say you go and you check your Christmas stocking one morning. And you got 12 pairs of unshaven balls in your Christmas stocking.
That's tricky.
Now, there's nothing. That's just a weird, odd thing.
Let's say this.
But
let's
now,
say
now that I've combined it, maybe it's people are gonna find that vulgar.
Let's say you reach into your stocking,
right,
and it's just full of shit.
It's full of shit.
And you pull out a shit-caked hand.
Well, a shit-caked hand clutching a $100 bill.
That's different than what can you say not say. That's a mixture of emotions, because one thing is like shit, and it's somehow you know it's clearly human shit.
Right.
And then you look at your hands.
You wake up in your upstairs bedroom from the aroma of human shit.
Caked inside your
stocking. That's what brings you down Christmas morning.
Yep.
The smell of human shit. Like, what happened?
Yeah, it's even like 5:30 in the morning. It's not even a normal wake-up hour.
Right.
And you just like immediately your eyes slam open.
Yeah.
Whoa. Someone took a shit in the house.
Someone definitely took a shit.
And I just remembered it's Christmas morning. What's going on?
So you wake up, you if you have a wife, you say, you know,
Honey,
it's Christmas morning, wake up, there's someone took a shit in the house.
She says, what are you talking about? You run downstairs, you try and smell, you reach into the stocking, brownish kind of clay-colored shit all over your hand. About $100 bill in your hand. Let's just throw this one out there. Let's imagine glorious kind of John Williams music, and then slow motion shots of big arcing.
I gotta shoot cannons in the trunk.
Oh,
one
shit. After another in
Where'd
sequence.
You get all this stuff?
Right.
Oh, I'm getting a saving for a rainy day.
Really?
You like?
Yeah.
I like.
Human fucking.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go. We'll back way up. We'll just go back to fucks. You actually think about the
My
term
music
fuck,
style.
That's rougher.
Now. Best.
What if you had a...
My phone's checked out okay.
What if you had a... What if
My
you had
phone's
a,
checked
a,
out okay.
A medical procedure to remove a stick out
Best.
Of your ass?
I don't, Where I, that's in okay. my life
yeah.
have I?
But that's pretty intense.
Oh, it's if it's a real medical procedure, yeah.
What if the medical procedure, because the doctor's name happened to be Glenn Fuckman, was called the
Where
Fuckman procedure?
To remove, this is my fourth.
It's called Fuckman anal surgery.
But the letter,
just
yes.
the guy's name.
I think you're still within
Even
the realm
if it's,
of this is a medical procedure. What if you had to go have the Fuckman procedure to remove a...
Best. My phone's checked out okay. my music stopped.
Best.
Little people. Little people. In 1865. But the letter, yes. Where in my life have I ever... She didn't answer. Where in my life have I... This is my fourth life program. Now. Where in my life have little people... My music stopped. My phone's checked out okay. Where in my life...
I'm going to get the ball rolling just by saying shitballs.
And I think that's a great choice.
Thank you.
Because shitballs is, you know, something we can all...
Where in my life have I...
Kind of wrap our arms around it.
Well, it's playful.
It's playful, but it's not too dirty. It's still dirty. It's definitely dirty.
Should we take it up a notch?
I mean, that's where we kind of don't know. We're in this weird gray area.
But the letter.
What are the limits? You know, in this post Janet Jackson era, where can we go exactly?
John Ashcroft sort of time.
Can you say,
Fuck?
Can you say fuck?
I think you can.
You can definitely say crap.
Oh, yeah.
The letter. You could say yes.
Bitch.
Best.
Whore. Bitch whore.
My music.
Yeah,
right?
You can say that.
Best.
Can you say, a walrus? Can you say that?
Best.
I think you can. Now the question is, can you say...
My phone's checked out. Okay.
Face covered in Doberman's...
Where in my best life have I...
I don't think you can.
Dipped in shit.
Dipped in shit.
That one you probably can't say. So that's where we are.
It's a tricky thing as we see the opening credit sequence rolling here. How filthy can we be?
Yeah.
I mean, can we say veiny purplish
on a platter with a side of diarrhea?
Where in my life have I?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, someone's going to make this call at some point.
Yeah.
And then you pick this up as the unrated version. Hopefully you knew what you were in for.
Yeah, hopefully you are not shocked. If you are, I'm going to shock you even more by saying, unshaven... It wouldn't matter.
Whale's
vagina.
I'm just throwing that out. So you don't think I matter. How's that fit?
Which...
What if it was the Fuckman procedure to remove a shit-covered bowling trophy? Certainly the phrase unshaven wasn't.
Covered,
Or did you say shaven or unshaven?
Unshaven. But you had to remove from your ass.
I'm going
to
say... Sean just shook her head. No. And once again, a massive thumbs
man.
Up. You know what I'm learning here?
What about Dick Salad?
There's two things going on in the control room.
Can you say Dick Salad?
Judd, I think, has given up.
Once again, shitballs, Dick Salad.
Well, here's the trick. You say Dick Salad, it sounds like a phrase. If you say literally a leafy green salad with three or four...
Kind of horrified by what we're saying.
Arrayed on top of it? Does that push it up a notch?
Once again, a little more grass. It's more articulate and more vulgar at the same time. It's weird that you get... It's odd that
weird.
You
Canada's a very liberal, progressive society in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and yet they'll lock you up for the smallest.
That's straight. Dick salad.
If you talk
literally
about a Caesar
salad with three or four of them. Canada, grown male adult.
You forget it.
Later across it.
Tossed.
This is your first encounter with Christina.
Into,
but clearly,
clear.
It looks very
no
lovely.
No doubt about it. It's like you
sort
walk
of a
into
Veronica Lake kind of look, yeah. and you're sporting, you're showing off. I'm going to
get the ball.
How's this work?
Balls.
I mean, if I said bald man with a beard,
thank you. It's an afro.
It's not
even
a full robe.
Taking
a shit.
You know,
while I feel compelled to have a
Doberman,
otherwise it's just pincher commentary.
Wrap around a fucking robe.
That's bad.
That feels
dirty.
That feels definitely dirty.
Should we take it up a notch?
Taking this off the shelf. That's where we kind of don't know.
That means you get a sticker saying a fruity.
What?
Illicit.
What are the limits?
I was going to say something bad. That's vulgarity.
Do not mark
that.
That takes off the shelf. I don't know. That feels like I could be wrong. This could now be playing on the commentary and someone's purchases.
Fuck. Can you say fuck?
Elk. I think you can.
You can definitely say crap.
What a
real. It's a real gray area.
Interesting. It's a real gray area. Look at that.
Bitch whore. It's very interesting.
It really is interesting once you get into it to break it down.
Now, I know if we stray into religious territory, that's an
immediate
jack-o'-lantern. I know that if we go in towards talking about people of authority, face covered, people like that, that's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
What about Uncle Sam, the figure of Uncle Sam? Is that a sacred figure?
So that's where we are.
It's a tricky thing.
It's called contextual uncertainty.
And if you show a medical shot of a man's Caesar salad, you can't show animals doing anything sexual because they're not human. Taking a shit while a Doberman.
Sure.
They actually have a shot of a polar bear.
Does that cross a line?
That's bad.
That feels like in that movie, for five seconds, because they're not human.
It doesn't matter. It's just nature.
Illicit.
So you're allowed to do
it. How did they get that vulgarity?
I do not mark it. I actually do.
That takes it off the shelf.
I don't know. It feels like it.
They slickered the mules.
This could now be playing on the commentary and someone's purchasing this.
Suffering from depression and just finding myself incapable of even writing a coherent sentence. I went to the doctor, and he did an MRI. Looks like my brain actually is pretty fucked up for mix, or at least they said it was X. Most of it is other stuff like ketamine mixed with speed.
I'm a virgin.
Wild old Pisces, and I'm curious about.
I blame the Jews.
Where is my party at?
I'll bring cookies and coke,
soda, drugs.
Drugs.
Safety to America. I think they can do some kind of.
human sacrifice around this time of year. $4 a bottle of water, dressed in capes, and without the internet news group, find on Slack. Not just like Kip Street near Brushwood and Sherman. You are out of the chance and Bilderberg Association. Bob, stupid pine. My name's Bob to Occurrence. This is Mystical Destiny. Right down to 2 P's IPP on me. You are mocked. Flocks of dumbbells. Complete with shitty synthesizery. There are those of you who think I may have gone mad at this point.
That's a pretty darn good coupon. If you need $25 worth of stuff from Lowe's, my life is not that easy right now.
I wore a fool's
would you
hat.
Like me to do a tarot reading, or reading for you?
Beautiful girl's butt cheeks. Then, I saw a gigantornormous butt cheek. This woman's butt cheek was the size of a guitar body. I had two.
Tell your friends, past, present, future, $3 Celtic cross friend.
I rapidly became sane again, and left the county fair for the safer environs in California. I had me some matches.
$7 name and eight friends.
Uncommonly beautiful women.
$20 royal friend.
$20
I can send your reading via your regular email or my space email.
More domestic, master of women, tamer of movements.
Do you know where you are now? How long have you been off your lights?
Do it after you've had 5 years experience in old slag. Get back to me. You're still my police academy. Back in training, you have my permission as high as up to go around humming the police academy theme song. If that helps boost your second ego, though. I was knee high 20, high 20, high suck, and not a racist. I just think that Jews are not human. Will that slow be my father? You, I'm your father.
Great and great would always man. Greatness man was it's always beautiful. To be the ultimate.
Hello, cool. Mama.
Very, very funny portion of what's unheard.
What he did when he wasn't speaking.
I don't think anyone's done it since him. Probably, I mean, they know no one could do it better than Bob.
I was a disc jockey. He said, I've got this great tape. And I listened to the tape and I thought this fellow he was working with, Bob, was fantastic. So I played one or two of the tracks on the air and people thought that Bob was just great.
In that time, Bob got a lot of publicity. I think that started him on his way.
Good come blown. They don't come in pieces. You give birth to them. The Abe Lincoln as a piece, it's my favorite, even when I conceived it.
Good. Yeah, all beautiful. But you tell them you're going to find out what brandy drinks.
So you drove left and turned right.
Mr. Carlin.
So that would be a good. Maybe that's what I'll do.
He really started from zero. It sounded so much like an ordinary person who was trapped in a world that didn't understand him. And then there was dead silence. And I said, well, what's wrong?
So I contacted to act as Bob's manager and booked him into a hotel in Texas.
That's a bunch of crap.
Utter failure. Gosh.
So here's little Bob, never did anything like this in his life. First time that he talks into a microphone in front of an audience, comes up multi-million seller, outsells everything else. Unbelievable, but true.
This is my original own personal.
All right, now get on the bus. All right, now fumble for your change.
He seemed to have stepped into that. There wasn't a Bob, and then there was a Bob. It was
Bob cleaned up.
Whoa! Now that's big.
12 inches. That is regulation, baby.
Cut! Who is this idiot? You! Why are you in my space? Why?
What is all this crap? Aliens! Fishing poles! Who's ever seen a shark that big? All this stuff's gotta go! Why'd you get in this business, you prick? Huh? For the pussy!
Why?
That's why!
Why have
what
it
is this?
Come out now!
This!
Oh.
Hey, are you still wet?
Freezing.
And then they doled down the polar bear's teeth.
It's a real
it's
gray
interesting.
Area.
It's a real gray area.
Kill the mule.
It's very interesting.
It really is interesting once you get into it.
They removed its claws.
To break it down.
And now, I know if we stray into religious
mules also
territory,
a very large
that's immediately a
penises, peni.
I know that so if we go in towards talking about people of authority,
the mule, right, as a source of food,
people like that, that's going to be trouble.
Okay.
But being an animal...
But,
once it was there, once the mule was
now,
aroused,
on the other hand,
a certain dynamic
Uncle
evolved,
Sam,
and apparently the polar
Sam,
bear
is that a
the mule
figure?
For a good 40 minutes.
Is that?
I don't know.
And apparently
again,
the polar bear's hand
depends
on
I'm just going to back away off
rubbing
that.
It and making
it.
Someone's banging
it's
one
in
of our producer.
Two producers are in the
control
down. Then it's
they're very worried
about
the
area we strayed into. I'm going to get a little close to it.
But you're allowed to do that.
And
they're animals. The theory being,
Uncle Sam,
animals are animals. You have dogs that lick themselves. So what? We're not judging them. They're innocent creatures.
Big thumbs down. Big thumbs down.
So you can't say that.
But that's bad. But Uncle Sam's a ridiculous character.
It's a fictional character.
Channel it's not four. Like the flag or anything sacred. It's a fictional, silly recruiting character.
Shitty cigarette.
Let's back off a little. We'll back way off.
I'm in the midst of quitting smoking right now.
Let's say this.
I have a fucking patch
try
on my
this
arm.
Exercise.
If anyone out there is
let's say
of an age
a
where they consider smoking,
of don't 12 fucking do it, you
sacks
dickhead.
Of balls all lined up.
Mother.
Dickhead, don't do it. 12 sacks of balls
once again,
lined up.
A warning against smoking, but it's the unrated version, so there's going to be a little salty language in there. Don't fucking smoke, you
you dumb little shit-eating turd. Don't pick up that pack of cigarettes.
Don't do it, because it sucks. They will kill you, and then you have to quit at some point, and it's miserable. You've never had that misery, because you never smoked.
No, I never. I've smoked a lot of pole.
Yep.
And I'm just being funny, trying to be vulgar.
Mama, what you gonna cook tonight? Whatever you cook, just cook it right. Don't you think I know? Mama, don't you think I know?
Like that.
Now the monkey told the elephant to be drinking wine. You can't twist your tail like I twist mine. Don't you think I know? Mama, don't you think I know?
So, my lovely queen, we must part once again. May the fates forgive me.
You should never have come. I had forgotten you.
My friend was dying. I had no choice.
We should have left it the way it was.
You didn't forget me. Admit it.
Don't look into my heart. It's no longer open to you. Fate has decreed that we must be apart.
My dear, don't tell me you can close your heart. No more than I can close mine. Some things are like the blue flame of your holy ice, my queen. They are eternal.
I...
Huh? Do you deny it? Do you?
But you... You must... understand.
So what is it? I must understand.
Endangered us.
Oh, really?
We can't let it go any further.
But I shall come back for you.
Then I'll wait.
Oh, no! Ting, don't let emotion get in the way now.
You can come out now. Following me, eh? Snow Moon has provided you with some proper clothes.
Yes, Master, but not with a weapon.
Take my sword. I'm weakened. Can't go any further.
Thank you.
Wait, it's not that easy. Have you considered what you might be getting into? Go on. Take it.
I accept it and honor you.
Something's wrong.
Master! Master!
I know what I must look like.
No. Nothing's wrong, sir.
No, lying won't help you, T. I am poisoned.
I'll take you back to the Ice Queen.
That sword is yours now. You are my heir, T. You must fulfill our mission. The fate of the world is in your hands,
Master.
I don't want to be a slave to the blood monster. Promise me you'll kill me if we don't make the fortress in time. Kill me! Kill me!
Thank you.
in my life? Where in my life? This is my fourth life program in 1865. But the letter, yes.
Even if it's the... best.
My phone's checked out, okay? My music stopped.
What is this thing called Amway? What does it do for you? Why are you so excited? How do your dreams come true? Where do your profits come from? How can I do the same? I want to know success too. Tell me success's name. I said, mister, in this soap, there's a new life, there is hope. Lots of new friends every day. And now we have the money for our bills to pay. Independence, no plot to punch. I'm not a number lost in the bunch. I hold my head up high and reaching for the sky. I salute private enterprise and say, hooray for Amway.
I said, mister,
in this soap, there's a new life,
there is hope,
lots of new friends,
every day, and now we have the money for our bills to pay.
Independence, no clock to touch, I'm not a number lost in the bunch.
We hold our heads up high, and reaching for the
no que preconiza.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, is this like 70s, right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Does this harken back any memories?
Nothing is real.
Well,
nothing to get hung about.
That's I guess what's this kind of tongue in cheek.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No. I would think it's a little more serious than that, but I mean, I don't want to get into splitting hairs.
leaking.
I call it I always refer to it as a docudrama.
Docudrama?
Yeah.
You. And my master said that eating cooked fish wasn't killing at all. Try some.
My character plays a little jazz flute here.
No, we almost had a Hubert Laws.
Are you sure? Positively.
Flute solo.
Oh, yeah?
We went and hung out for an afternoon.
That's the thing.
Had a glass of wine with him and his sons all over at his house. And, never quite happened, but.
What? That's a demon projection! Where's the sword? Behind you!
I made it.
Blood monster can take any form, so you be careful.
I know.
And Chen, what's that?
I mean, I don't know if that's really an instrument, but
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I lost fish. I was trying to help it back into the pond.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Or the CB? Is that count as an instrument? CB radio?
CB radio that truckers use? Yeah, I don't think
so. Okay.
No, that's not quite an instrument. Some of those guys out there in those trucks morning when they got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
What's your
20?
Hank
10? No, that's not Hank 10. That's
10-4?
Yeah.
Double I play. Am Snowmoon. Egg to the ice cream. Why do you violate our sanctuary? Master Ting, you should know better.
That's baseball.
Our friend has been poisoned by the blood monster. He will die unless your queen cures him.
You come for nothing.
He must not die. Yes.
Where's the Ice Queen? So we must see her.
My queen can no longer cure it, Will. That is the penalty she paid because of you.
What's that?
You see, Master Ting, it has been a long time now. The gods decreed that she could heal only if the fates allowed. This is our holy ice. It burns once each day. If the queen should enter this chamber while the flame burns, then she would heal him. But the flame is dying, and my queen is not here. It seems your friend was not being favored by fate.
But you can't let him die.
Quiet, Ji Chen, we're guests here. We must abide by all of the rules. But I have heard no rules against perpetuating the ice flame with the heat of my own soul.
Only the fates can decide just how long the flame burns.
Yes, but sometimes even the fates need a little help. Hup!
From the pond.
Get back! Another projection! Say something! Tea!
Master!
What in the world did you do that for?
Well, because...
Well?
That was a demon from the pond.
Yi Chen, that was the Ice Queen. The blood monster took her form at the pond in order to fool us. Never mind, I'll have to transfuse tea to save him.
Huh? But that'll give him powers that he doesn't understand.
I don't have any choice.
Master?
Don't speak. I'm transfusing you. And we may both be killed if we're not careful.
What should I do?
Open yourself to my will.
Teacher.
Superman!
How did Teddy hit you like 5 times in like 3 seconds? It was so quick.
Hey, come on, mister. Deliver these quick.
I'm just gonna play it off like everything's cool and nice, but in the back of my mind, like, there's no way I'm ever doing anything socially or...
No, I'll never bring it up again. I'll be cool with it.
Maybe with Richter, but Kyle, after what he... Ooh, look at that, man. There's like pieces of something in that blood.
It's cartilage. Do you know what cartilage looks like?
I've never seen it, not connected to the body.
I bet you it's cartilage.
I think he like pulverized the cartilage in your nose or something. It's just hunks of it coming out.
Oh
man, your nose is like collapsing.
Yeah.
He's like,
it's collapsing.
There's like no structure to it now. Looks like a used bloody condom on the front of your face. Or
I hate to say we should stop the tape, but maybe we should just stop the tape.
I really want to finish this. I want to knock this off.
Okay.
And let's just finish this break. Let's just finish this break.
Okay.
Finish up, do another section, take another break, and then let's just get out of here.
If I pass out, though,
I'll cover
you know why.
Yeah. Oh, man, you know, your pupils are weird, too. They're like pinpoints.
Really?
And all the whites in your eyes are just red. It's like there's no white.
I can't focus on anything right now.
Really? I think you have a concussion.
your brain might have hit against your skull or something.
You know, you have to keep me awake.
You hit him so hard.
You have to keep me awake.
How do you handle a head wound? I think you're supposed to eat and sleep when you have a head wound. Is that it? I take a nice nap. Here, you know what? Have, eat this.
Don't let me fall asleep.
Here's some of this cheese sandwich. Eat some of this.
I have a concussion. Don't let me fall asleep.
Is your stomach sore? Go to sleep.
No, don't let me fall asleep.
Go to sleep.
Why are you doing this?
So you sleep. Have a head wound. Go to sleep. Shh, let him sleep. Let his head wound.
Did you let me fall asleep?
Yeah, I said
you
know
about it. Why did you do that? I think I might have a concussion.
I think you're supposed to sleep when you have a head wound.
No, you're supposed to keep me awake. I could never, there's a chance I would never wake up again. Do you realize that?
No, I don't think so, man. I think when you have a head wound, you're supposed to, isn't the expression, if you have a head wound, right to bed, sleep tight, everything will be all right. Kind of like an old saying?
I've never heard that.
It's the old one, too. Yeah. More than eight drinks, less than eight drinks, don't drive your car. More than eight drinks, drive so far. You ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a handgun and children in the house, keep the handgun underneath the coffee table
that,
for all to see.
That one's standard. That one I've heard before.
You have heard that before?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we go back to doing this task? I'm going to finish it. I really just want to get out of here.
Believe me, I want to get out of here more than anyone.
All right. I'll go tell them to start running again. And
Have you been to the river before?
What do you mean?
Out to the river, Colorado River, you know, little jet ski, little fun in the sun.
No. Why, are you doing that?
That's right. That's where I'm going next.
Oh, you're going there next?
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm going in 20 minutes.
Oh, man, I think we got married. Maybe we got married.
Well, I'm going in 20 minutes. I get in a helicopter and I'll fly out to the river.
Don't do that. We're doing the commentary. Just finish it.
So, you go, quote, unquote, I'll be doing the commentary from the inside of my helicopter.
That's impossible with the noise and everything.
Because that's the way I do it now.
And it feels good.
Man.
It feels good.
You just have a helicopter everywhere.
Yeah.
I saw that when I was at your house, too. You have just a crew on standby. The helicopter's always idling.
Yeah, and it's not cheap.
You have the helicopter idling all night long while you're asleep.
I have it. Not only is it idling, it's hovering about a foot and a half off the ground.
But at all times.
Around the clock.
Why is there, though?
Just so I can be ready at a moment's notice. To go anywhere.
Man.
But that's where I am right now in my life, and it feels good.
Wow. How much did, I mean, it's, we're not doing the commentary. How much you make last year?
You stupid pricks! My beautiful house! Look what you've done to it!
This is for my brother!
Nine, maybe ten.
I trusted you, Tommy!
Sorry. Is that what you're talking, 10 mil?
I would have had you made!
Made 9,000.
Say goodnight, Mr. Diaz!
She made like 100,000.
I don't know, I'm not a mathematician.
That's not the. Oh, man. That's a lot of money for most people.
It's a lot of money.
But it's surprisingly low. I think you're going to say 9 or 10 million. Well, you know what? Let's go back to this.
This is a scene where they talk about what is love in the movie. How would you define love?
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
Do you really love the lamp?
Yes, I am going to have three fingers of Glenn Levitt.
This is Adam McKay, the director of Anchorman.
And I'm Will Ferrell.
You've sung about love a few
times.
Also the co-writer.
Songs in my life.
We just want to welcome you back. And of course,
what is love, really?
Right now we're joined
by good question.
None other than Mr. Lou Rawls.
We define it
through
song.
Hello, I'm Lou Rawls.
Lou?
And I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing.
We sing Afternoon Delight.
Well,
wow.
I think Adam says it best.
I just think you're Lou Rawls.
You don't seem too impressed, Lou.
No way. The second we knew we were doing a commentary, the first thing we said was we have to get Lou Rawls here.
Really? You're
we wanted
kidding
to sound
me
professional and right. Are you getting jealous now?
You're actually...
Thank you for joining
doing
us.
A full thank you for inviting me.
We're trying to.
Wow. Yeah, so, oops. So far, I haven't been.
Well, oops. We've had some rough moments.
Well, we have, let's be honest.
Let's be honest with you, Lou.
Some people came in and didn't really behave quite well, and there's been a lot of rough moments. It hasn't gone well at all. About 1 to 10, I give it about a 2.
Well, maybe we're back on track.
Well, guys, yeah. Nick is in the Nile.
So we're hoping you can kind of right the ship, Lou, if you could help us out here.
Well, see, that was our attempt to describe love.
Is this, like, 70s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What time of day was this?
Does this harken back any memories for you, Lou?
No. What's the craziest fight you ever witnessed?
Early morning craziest fist fight.
Yeah.
Because I know you grew up, yeah, Chicago. That's right. Tough time.
I guess you'd say it's kind of
the craziest one you ever saw.
Tongue in cheek.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I like to think it's a little more serious than that, but I mean, I don't want to get into splitting hairs.
One time.
I always referred to it as a docudrama. But they didn't even realize it.
The mold of the angst, complaining, and angry at life. However, something's bugging him.
Anti-establishment. Crazy. Probably the last sane man left in America. There's this man, this is crazy, who, me, crazy. I've got to get fired from this job.
At that time, Bob was not the kind of guy who was going down Saturday night. That wasn't the case. He was just a funny guy and was looking for a way out.
Bob was still living with his parents in Chicago, which probably contributed to his belief that,
and there were times I screwed. There were times I thought,
I'm not going to go anywhere. Here I am. We thought of Bob as being a future foggy guy. We really had a whole collection of little jobs along the way.
I've got to get fired from this job.
The menial jobs were actually quite important. He suddenly realized how deeply he hated the bureaucracy of modern life.
Ed bumped into Bob, and they took tape recorders, and they did these telephone exchanges and so on.
To 103. It was a great training ground because it forced me to discipline.
And there was Bob. Now,
Bob was a one-man team.
And that was the most beautiful instrument is?
Hustle by.
The voice.
The human voice.
Yeah.
Surrounded by symbols, spinning spheres, circling around.
Sounds like it's the wah-wah pedal.
Come,
read us. The wah-wah pedal.
I mean, I don't know if that's really an instrument, but
I don't think it is. Actually.
Okay, well, then a guitar with a wah-wah effect on it, I would say, is the most beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Or the CB? Does that count as an instrument? CB radio?
CB radio that truckers use?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's
it. No.
That's not quite an instrument, although. Yeah. Some of those guys out there in those trucks, boy, they really got it going on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Come, see us.
Talking about, what's your 20?
Sure. What's your 20?
Hang 10?
No, not hang 10. That's
10-4?
Yeah.
Double play?
No, 10-4, good buddy. That's what it is.
Double play?
Yeah.
You struck him out?
No, that's baseball.
I don't know. I'm just trying to. You're Lou Rawls. I'm a little nervous.
He's very nervous.
Yeah. You're Lou Rawls.
Well, yes.
So now, Lou, are you currently touring? Or are you always? Are you always touring?
Oh yeah, I'm always on tour. I consider that a blessing because.
Please open the door.
Greetings. I am a fully integrated, state-of-the-art, digitally enhanced answering unit. Who are you? Please identify yourself after...
Oops. My music stopped. Now.
Best.
My phone's checked out okay. My phone's checked out okay.
Best.
Where in my life have I ever...
He hit his targets hard, but they didn't even realize it.
Bob is out of the mold of the angst, complaining, and angry at life. However, something's bugging him.
It's anti-establishment. Crazy. Probably the last sane man left in America. There's this man, this is crazy, who, me, crazy. I've got to get fired from this job.
At that time, Bob was not the kind of guy who was going down Saturday night. That wasn't the case. He was just a funny guy and was looking for a way out.
Bob was still living with his parents in Chicago, which probably contributed to his belief that,
and there were times I was crazy. There were times I thought,
I'm not going to go anywhere. Here I am. We thought of Bob as being a future foggy guy.
I've got to get fired from this job.
The menial jobs were actually quite important. He suddenly realized how deeply he hated the bureaucracy of modern life.